I believe there's an element. Shit. I'm Coder. I'm joined by Ladder on the speakerphone.
I'm Big Dick, and I have one too.
Well,
I meant to say Mr. Dick. I was just thinking about my life. Well, let's not get into that.
That's my friend. He's in the studio at the moment. He's a interesting fellow. I guess he's just going to be doing some stupid remarks and whatnot, so hey, it's him, not me. So actually, you know, tonight's just going to be, I don't know, a goof-off night, if you will. I'm going to put some shit into it, but I just feel that I'm going to be lax because it's the 4th of July. And I guess I'm going to start out with the technology first. Not a few days ago, he opened up his Bose Mind PBX, and I tell you, shut up. I tell you what, man, that thing is the leader's shit since toasted bread. It's pretty cool.
Shut up.
You can listen to Ben Rav, RFA, Evan Dorbo. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. I have the link around on my screen. Quite. Remember. He's throwing things at me. Yeah, Evan Dorbo. Shit, you made me lose my train of thought. Where was I?
Technology and PBXs.
Ah, thank you. So, you can listen to Ben RFA and Evan Dorbell. That's a pretty interesting series of recordings there. And he also has a ANAC, which I find rather useful, and a DTMF recorder. Or decoder, mind you. It's pretty sweet. And, I haven't been doing some scanning recently, and I just kind of got out of the scanning thing. I'm going to get back into it here real quick, but I did it. I went and took down my state site, you know, the 14517 area code. I'm not sure if any of you knew about it, but I just said, fuck it, dude. I'm just getting tired of it. I'm too devoted to this show, and I'm glad, because it gives me something I can do to give to the community, if you will, because I only got maybe one or two visitors per month on my state site, and it was just as much time and hard work, mind you, I put into the code of that, it just was not for breakfast, so I dumped it. Actually, I have acquired I'm not sure what year it was made, but it was essentially a Western Electric trimline phone turned beige. I find that rather interesting because I got it from an uncle who he bought it back in 85 or 86 for $20. Or, not 20, but 60 or 70. And the thing I find about it is, if you look at it, just normally, it looks like a normal lineman's headset, if you will. You would expect by today. But if you open it up and look at the actual schematic and the wiring, you can see that some modifications were made. The person that actually modified this phone, they added a set of nice, good, alligator clips, you know, the kind that can go through wires and shit.
They got swamps. They got swamps.
No, they don't.
I was in a swamp once, I see an alligator.
Okay. He's an old mental. They have those wire piercing alligator clips. Oh, nice. And it has a little switch that you can actually listen to on the phone conversation, and they won't hear you, which I find kind of useful. But I kind of have to shun on the person that put the gator clips in because they got the polarity wrong. You know, you think red to red and green to black. They didn't. They thought red to black and green to red. Turned that damn light back on. When I was first hooking it up, I was talking to Strom at the time, and I was thinking, well, damn it. After this fucking 6-hour drive down to fucking Illinois, you know, I get my ass home, and the damn thing doesn't work. And it didn't really matter to me if it worked or not. It was kind of disappointing, but, hey, I could always scavenge the DTMF bag for a tone die. But I switched the polarity around with his advice, and it fucking works, dude. I like it. It's a nice phone. And, you know, if you ever have a chance to get a trimline, I suggest getting it. They're real nice phones. Speaking of phones, the phone you really want to stay away from is the Conair. I'm not sure where it is. It's sold at Kmart. It's kind of like a beige box, but it's It's essentially a cheap beige box, and when I plugged mine in, after I got home and modified it, which is the thing that really pissed me off, after I got home and modified it, I figured it worked, so I plugged it in, and all the ringer fucking does is ring. No DTMF, no dial tone, nothing. And I thought, well, damn it. You know, I spend fucking $10 on a telephone, and, you know, it's my $10. I saved it up. You know, I'm kind of broke at the moment. $10 is a lot to me. And I saved it up, and I went out to Kmart, and I bought this phone. So stay away from it. Stay the fuck away from it. And actually, while I was there at that Kmart, the, how would they hold up?
I still have them shoes ago.
That's sweet.
Hey, dude, this fits in my nose.
Don't ask. Please, don't ask.
Ow!
Never mind. For those listeners that don't know what's going on, my friend just tried to shove a light cord up his nose. Con earphones, yeah. So I suggest staying away from it. And when I was in Kmart, I strolled on over to Kodak Picture Maker, and, you know, some of you may be thinking, let me guess, it was on default. No, it was. A store number, phone number, address, zip code, nothing. I found that kind of surprising for Kmart. I mean, even they have security rules. So, well, before I get into my lax state of mode, if you will, I'm just gonna relax and ladder.
Well,
You said you had something to talk about?
Yep.
Alright, I'm gonna let Ladder talk about what he wants to here in 3 seconds, and I'm just gonna sit back and listen.
Alright. And Linux kernel 2.6, the syscall table, is no longer exported as Muscat. And me and Grace Braddock found a way to bypass that. We have total access to the syscall table, which is actually quite nice. So, yeah. It's nothing, the code isn't real fancy, but it took a little bit of thinking. So, I'll be posting that on the net soon. It's on Grace Braddock's site right now, but we just gotta tweak it a little. So, what?
So what you're saying is you modified the kernel so that you could do what you wanted to?
Actually, it's a user space program. It doesn't run in kernel space.
Sweet. You know, I totally agree with people that, you know, will modify a few things here and there to get what they want. Not everything's going to come right out of the fucking box. You know, like a telephone, man. Or even a computer. Or even your stereo, like I got here. I got a souped up stereo that works like shit because I took apart and put back together so many times. So destroyed it so much, even lost the screws. But modification is key if you're going to get something. You know, if you're going to get something done, you got to modify a few things. Even with, you know, scanners and shit. You know, the government isn't going to let you this frickin' sit there and listen to cell phone frequencies, then depending on you, just do a little soldering here, a little soldering there, a couple wires here and there. You know, you can get shit done. You can listen, man. You can have fun. And, you know, people don't just do things right out of the box. I don't have much pity for them when they get home. Because even me, even I don't do much in the way of computer hacking, if you will. I'm more of a phone freak. But even when I get a new PC or even a new desktop or after I format my hard drive and backed up everything, I don't leave it right out of the box. I go right in there and I fucking customize everything. I put a bin of background. I edit the HTML code for my active desktop. I you know, change the hard drive name. I put everything in my own little nice file. I encrypt everything. I password protect everything. I don't leave fucking stuff right out of the fucking box. So, modifying is key in my mind.
Okay. The point of me saying that was that even though this test tape was theoretically no longer exported,
right,
Linux is still just as insecure. It sucks. So, even though I have the crappy coders, they're still gonna be stupid.
I hope there wasn't any pun intended.
Oh, I'll just, sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about it, don't worry about it.
I wish you were well.
So, yeah, considering it's the fourth, many of you are thinking, or many average, of course, we all know that hackers aren't average, and even my friend, Big Dick, yeah, that's his name.
Mr. Dick.
Whatever. Isn't, even he isn't average, he's, now we call him normal. Of course, what's the definition of normal? I mean,
normal is like the setting on a dryer or a washing machine or something like that.
There you go. Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Normal does mean stuff, though. Normal in the right context means in your group. What are the norms? Such as, like, with some of my friends, I can't swear. Because they think that is the norm. No swearing. With others, I can't. Because they don't get offended. That is the norm for them.
Well, right, but I'm referring in the terms of society, if you will. Society in general, but I'm... Society in general... to clarify things. You know, so when he went to court, then the average American citizen, normal American citizen, if you will, you know, ones that don't give a rat's ass about civil liberties and stuff like that, they'll be out, they'll be buying their M80s and their fireworks and their firecrackers and shit.
Shoving them up frogs' ass.
Yes, shoving them up frogs' asses. And... you know, they'll be having a damn good dandy time, not even realizing what's really happening. But us, on the other hand, we're thinking, gee, wasn't it nice 7 or 8 years ago when there was no Patriot Act, there was no CART, there was no DC, there was not really a RIA or a MPAA to really worry about? But, hey, the past is the past. All we really need to do is stick up for our rights. I mean, if someone's shoving you, fucking push them back. So, and I don't know, I'm just so disgusted with the whole system that we're being governed by. I'm just so pissed off at it. I don't know why, but I so am. It just seems like that, no offense to all you minority groups that may be listening here, but it's the way that I perceive it. And it's my own personal, not Ladders or Mr. Dicks or Stanks or Duels or President Bush's. It's mine. So I don't like the way we're being governed. We got this shitty president in office, and of course you're saying, what am I doing to help? What am I doing to help? You're listening to what I'm doing to help. Jeez. I'm just not a big... I'm not too fancy on what's going on at the moment. And instead of... I mean, sure, if by the time this gets out, the fourth will be over. But... do you see with your wives and kids and loved ones this weekend? Hey, all the power to you. But I just hope you weren't like the rest of ignorant America and thought, hey, you know, things are going great. Let's have a good time. So, what I'm saying is, think. please. Don't let the government brainwash you. It's not what we need.
Okay.
You can do your elephant thingamabob now.
I just want to say one thing. Fuck the war in Iraq.
You know, that's personal opinion. That's what we like. That's, you know, the freedom to express. You know, Ladder's over there. He's typing on his keyboard. God knows what. He could be typing.
I'm just enhancing that code.
Oh. Well, you kind of ruined it, but. you know, as I was saying, he could be typing. I suck, or this radio show sucks, I want out, or he's composing a hate mail to me, or who knows. But just expression, you know. In Russia, even now, people are told to be like the next guy. Don't express yourself. Be like the next guy. And what they didn't know is that secretly, a group of hackers and computer geeks and people of our nature, if you will, had a BBS going in Moscow. And they'd meet in Red Square, I'm sure you've heard this before, and they'd give each other their number for the BBS that night, because, you know, if the government found out, they were fucking dead. Excuse me. And I just don't feel we're getting what we had. Fuck, I just broke my phone jack. Not the one I'm recording on, but the other game. Fucking A. Throwing things across the room now. I'm happy. So, explore, connect, be happy. If you don't like the way it is, complain. I'm not saying complain over every damn fiddly thing. You know, the Radio Shack, they ask for your fucking docs and whatnot. I just say fuck you and walk out. So, give them neighbors or something. I don't give them mine. I just don't like that. You know, why should they ask for my docs when I'm paying cash? You know, if it's a gift card, hey, no problem. I don't necessarily mind. But cash, you know, it's supposed to be anonymous. Of course, now they're probably, of course, having saying that, the government will be starting to put RFID tags in cash now. They can track every dollar bill you've spent in the past 30 years. No, I think I'll start using foreign currency. Either that or writing everything all in check. But even so, that doesn't mean anonymous, but. Yeah, that's an idea, but for me, I've got to go about 900 miles north. Actually, it's not 900, it's more 5 or 6. You're in Utah, right, Ladder?
I am.
So, from the Canadian border, you are
about a few hours south.
Yeah. You're ways from the Mexican border.
I was thinking about moving to
Canada. To Canada. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, people. Canadian Bacon is the best movie.
No, dude.
It tastes good too. What?
It tastes good too.
Yes, it does. I'm just so psyched out. You know, stupid shit you really don't want to do. Number one, the Verizon guy with that my local street corner, if you will, and that's about a half mile away from me, and he's almost never there, and there's a can there, and it serves 25 customers' lines. And
it's
a, I'm talking about a telephone can, not the can.
Okay, I thought you were saying
the
variety
of
guys on the can.
That would be pretty interesting, him sitting on a toilet on the side of the road. Anyway, I was riding my bike down there, considering it's the fastest mode of transportation I have for getting there, and I got up the hill. See, between there and the corner there's a hill, and I was going up the hill, I was going the last stretch towards the corner, and my front wheel was kind of wiggling, so I thought, hey, you know, the Verizon guy's going to think I'm poor if my front wheel is wiggling. So I did what any stupid fuck would do. I kicked it once. Yeah, I kind of learned from that mistake. I've got three scars. See, when I kicked it, I thought I could remove my foot easily. Whoops. My foot got caught, and then in the spokes, and then into the fork, and then over I went. Of course, you're all visualizing this in your mind. My foot came loose when I was in the air. Landed on my back, kind of. My shoulder got scraped up, my elbow got scraped up, and my side is just totally fucked.
Like,
eh.
This is
going to
be like the dumbest thing ever. I'm
going
to throw something at you now.
Shit. Ow.
Did I hit you?
Yes.
I'm not giving that back.
I need something to drink. Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, if you're okay, then I
didn't throw it. Well, you did. Ow. Dude, stop throwing things. So don't do stupid shit like me. Learn from my mistakes.
Best band in the world is Paper Mache
on. The intro music, by the way, is... Of course, you haven't heard it yet, our lad, but your music that you're going to hear is going On My Own by Cataclysm. They're based out of Johnston City, Illinois. So, which reminds me, the Indiana Toll Road is the best spot. Every rest stop has like fucking 12 cocots. I find that fucking nice, dude, because, you know, I just have a fascination towards cocots. I don't know why, I just do. And most of them were the Nortel Millennium, you know, the one with the yellow card reader. I don't know why, but I just love the cocots. So, yeah. Do you have anything to, ladder?
Nope.
You don't?
Nothing.
Alright, do some stupid shit real quick.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, I see. So whatever stupid things
need
to be done, just call me, huh?
Just say something stupid, man.
Fuck it. I just farted. And it smells like fresh cut spring flowers
spewed
across the
bathroom with the
pink
room. I'm not asking. So.
Meow, meow,
meow,
meow.
That's it,
Matter. Alright, I'm gonna hang up then.
Alright, later, man. Later, people.
Oh, this is a post production note. Just a side note to everybody. There's going to be a 4-week break between this episode, which is 3, by the way, I'm not sure if I announced that, and episode 4. So, considering today is what? What's today's date?
Good question. I don't know.
I think it's
like the 2nd. If my watch is broken, it's the 2nd.
Oh, it's the 3rd now.
No.
At least 2. It's the 3rd, dude.
The 2nd, my ass, Kramer.
Oh, shit.
Well, anyway, whatever today's date is, I think it's either the second there.
It's the second and a half. The compromise is there.
Okay, it's the second and a half. See you in the morning.
Have a big penis.